Tiffany Young in the studio with Doug Leonard from ASI. It is Sound Advice, and Doug, we are celebrating Better Hearing Month, and in the last 30 years that you've been in the business, there has been, of course, changes in technology and different ways that you can, of course, test people and help train them to hear better.
Yeah, that's true, and we're not overemphasizing that 30 years thing. I'm not really, I mean, I started when I was 10 years old, right, because I'm just 40 now, or I don't know, no, 54, but, you know, time flies, and that's good. You know, you got wisdom that comes along with that. And, you know, I certainly hope I'm a better audiologist and be able to help people better and work with them over the years of learning. You know, I learn just like patients do. But you referenced evaluations, and we kind of talked about some of the things we can do in evaluation. Another tool that we have at our disposal is a device called CogniView. And, you know, folks have asked me about it all the time, about the tie-in between hearing decline and cognitive decline. And, you know, you have to be real careful with how you're describing all that. But there's certainly been some things that show links between untreated hearing loss and cognitive challenges is one of the things that can contribute to cognitive decline. So we have a screener in our Atlantic office. It's called CogniView, and it's awesome. It's a quick, maybe 10-minute screening for people for cognitive function. I am not a neurologist. You know, you talk with your primary care doctor, you talk with a neurologist for more in-depth evaluation of cognitive function. But this is a screening test that we can patients do that will give them a baseline. It'll show them, you know, kind of what they're in a screening fashion, what their cognitive function is. We can give that to them. We can forward that on to their primary care doctor if they'd like, or to a neurologist if that's who they're seeing. But functionality, that testing that we have now is amazing because there's so many things that go into good communication. Certainly the how sensitive our ears are to sound, you know, we've talked about, but then how does our brain decipher that sound? And, you know, if you have auditory processing issues and if you're having some, you know, dementia or Alzheimer's, it's hard to separate it out. You know, is mom not communicating well because she, you know, she's having cognitive decline, or is she not communicating well because she's a hearing decline? And sometimes it's a bit of both. So CogniView is an amazing tool that we have now. And then, you know, once we go through that fitting process and getting the patient hearing aids, LACE, which is an acronym for listening and communication enhancement, the LACE app that we have for patients is amazing too.
And that helps to basically retrain. Once you've figured out what the issue is, this is a chance for you, much like you said, if you have surgery, you need to, of course, do the exercise to get that muscles built back up again. It's basically like retraining now that you know what the issue is.
It is, and it's an app that patients can subscribe to basically on their phone through our office, or they can do it on a laptop or a PC if they have it. And if they're, especially if they've been fit with hearing aids, they can do that directly through their hearing aids. And it's a series of exercises. Don't have time to get into all of it today. Listening exercises to help their brain learn to use that sound that the hearing aids are giving it, how to use it more appropriately.
So many wonderful advancements here with Better Hearing Month. And Doug Leonard, if they want to set up an appointment with you, they certainly can do that a couple different ways.
Yeah, they can call us in Carroll, 792-5933. They can stop and make an appointment too. We're located at 712 Simon Avenue. We're just east of Hunan's across the parking lot.
You've been listening to Sound Advice with Doug Leonard from Audiological Services of Iowa.